Chalav in Marza. It's certainly the Rabbanan, because even by Shei Chalav in the Eretz Yisrael was only the Rabbanan. Was not Rabbanan, because Chalav requires Bias Kulchem. And by Shei, so most Jews did not settle in the Eretz Yisrael. So Chalav Bishmarazeh by Shei was only the Rabbanan. So in view of the fact that Chalav Bishmarazeh is only the Rabbanan in the Eretz Yisrael by Shei, now here the Tume, certainly according to the Rash and the Rosh and the Raivet, so the Tume of Shosef Tomei, the Shosef Toriel Tomei, is only Machmasochic, not the Teres Lagai. According to the Rambam, it's the Teres Lagai, because according to the Rambam, so by Shosef Tomei, in view of the fact that it's Gerotzi, so in Lele, all the pump water, so it becomes stomach. And then when the Shosef Toriel, so again there is the element of Rotzi, so it conveys Tumei to the Tomei. So the melee, it is the Tiraswara. Machine can come to the Rash and the Rosh and the Rai. That Pechubah cannot be recovered from. So when the Tomei drank from the fountain, the water in its entirety, the fountain did not recover to it, not become contaminated. Because Pechubah is not recovered to me. But what is Tomei? Only TPX. Is normal to Tomei. And then when the Toya drinks from it, or when he's Mimawi Bihui Toya, so then it revives the dormant Tomei, the identity of TPX. But are we sure that when Tomei, let's say, drinks from the pump, so then he takes into his mouth or into his hand, let's say, a few hundred droplets of water. And then about 10 droplets of water are spread out from the tummy. So these remain tummy, in a dormant state. They remain tummy. And then when the toilet drinks, so it's tummy, according to the Rash and the Rosh and the Raivet, why is it tummy? Because we are chinchish, maybe the water that he put in his mouth, the toilet, so TPX was among them. Is it the TPX was among them? After all, there are thousands and thousands of TPS in the pound. So why does it have to be Mucher that TPX is among them? But there is a possibility. So the whole Tume, according to the Rash, the Rosh, the Raide, is only Mahmasov. Since it's only Mahmasov, so these are the Chalav, which is only the Rabbonon. So the melee is kshaving, you can mix the challah with that water from the Meikare, because it's not Tomei Bemada, it's only Tomei Misof. This is the pshat in the Rav, the way the Rav says, kshaving the challah meikavoy malo, ditnam masnisi, kshaving meishtamish behen, the challah, lo shulivashehu behen, challah. So that's the way we have to explain. The Mishnah Achreine, the because, you see. Now, the little name Yodayim, the Choldobo, Shetzoich, the Tiras Yodayim. It doesn't mean little Yodayim mitrumo, but little Yodayim mechum. So, Memele, even though Shosatoya is Tomei, but in respect to the Tiras Yodayim mechum, so it's kosher. Now, so this is, I want to go over the next mission. It's very important in order to understand this mission. Now, so now the Mishnah is finished with the discussion of the lowest level of Mikvotos. What's the lowest level? There are six levels. So what's the lowest level? The lowest level is Meikavoyim. So the aloha in respect to Meikavoyim is that even though it's Tomei, but it's still kosher lechal. It's still kosher lechal. The little man will die in the hole. Now then, Mishnah Gor starts discussing the next higher level. Because Meikavoyim is the lowest level. That the next higher level is Revivalman, Meitamtzieh Shaloi Posse. Meitamtzieh Shaloi Posse. In other words, suppose you have Mikavo, and then and then it rained and it's still, and the water, even though the rain subsided, but the water from the cliffs of the mountains keeps on dripping. So that water is mitaya, the megaba, as long as it keeps on dripping. So mitamti shalei kosku shosolo sotomi mishosotoyo istoyo. Show us a tomen you, because it's toya, it's toya. Show us a tomen you, because it's truma, because it's diya, it's toya. Mila duchu tomen you, because it's toya, toya. Mila duchu tomen you, because it's toya, toya. Mila duchu tomen you, because it's truma, because it's diya, it's toya. No, for my name, because it's toya, toya. No, for my name, because it's toya, toya. No, for my name, because it's truma, because it's diya, it's toya. So that way it's just that, the reverse of the status of Mikaboyim, because Mikaboyim, the halacha is Shosa Tomei v'Shosa Toya is Tomei. Why? Because we are Chishish. Maybe the Toya, or the one who is Numawi b'chui Toya, gets the TPX into the Kele, or into his mouth. So the Mele, the tuning is Numawi. The identity of TPX is Numawi. I'm saying it according to this. To the pshat of most Rashid. So that's only if there was no rainwater or metamzias that dropped over it. But suppose there is metamzias or bosco, so even if TPX is tomei because of the tooth, because it became contaminated when the tomei took it in his mouth. So, but that tumah is wiped out as a result of the mitantzias dropping over. So in all these situations were in connection with Megaboyim in stomach, so in this case, in view of the fact that the mitantzias poured over, so the tumah was spoken. Then, the Mishnah continues and says, "Ksheirim mitchumo, v'litul mehem liyodai, v'litul mehem liyodai." Now, so in other words, so that's the contrast with the lower level. You see, now this deals with the higher level of mikvahs of mikamtish leposel. So these are the lowest level of mikvahs of mikaboyim. So the halachim means. But with Trumonat. But vis-a-vis the higher level of Mikvahs, of Mitamzeh Shel Poskul, so not only can you use the Mikaboyim over which the Mitamzeh dropped for mixing Chalor, but you can even use it for mixing Trum. And with Trumon Yodayim, even with Truma, because little men are dying with whom, so even in the lowest level of Mikvahs are sharing for Nicholas Dynafo. Now the question is, why does the Goyen reject the Gilse in Mishneh of Ksherim with Halo, and he says the right Gilse is Ksherim with Hope? Because the Goyen says, what difference can there be between Halo and Truma? Halo is also Truma. It has the same halacha. So that's the reason as to why the goyim rejects the gilse of ksherim b'chalo and his geirais ksherim b'chum, because chalo has the same status as truma. Now the question is, why does Rabbi Avadim Batinori geirais ksherim b'chalo? So then the question arises, how is it that vis-a-vis Halo, which has the same deal as Homo Halo, if Izar eats Halo, so it's Chayav Nisan Shamayim, in the same way as Izar eats Truma. So I mean, it's the same Aloha, it's the same Aloha that applied to Truma, applied to Halo. Halo also has a Shem Truma. So how does the Rabbi Dapinori, distinguish between Halo and Truma? So the Mishnah Achreine says, but that's his own pshat, that's not the Rashi. The Mishnah Achreine says, that went according to the Gilsev, Kshelim Mechalo. So it doesn't mean Chalo Mamish. It means Iso Hatfulo Mechalo. And the same thing would be true regarding Peiris Hatfulo Mechalo. So you can also mix, mix it in the water of Mechaboy. If it is Peiris Hatfulo Mechalo. And when the Mishnah in Mishnah Bob says, Kshero Mitrumo, Dav Ke Mitamtzi Shal Posko, Mashenki Mikaboyin is not Kshero Mitrumo, it has reference to Trumo Mamash. But that's the Mishnah Chemes Shite. But the Rav doesn't say, Kshero Mechalo, Isa Akhulo Mechalo. So the Pashto Saloshin of the Rav is, Kshero Mechalo means Chalo Mamash. So the question arises, so how can we accept the Gilsa of Kshero Mechalo? Why should Chalo be distinguished from Trumo? Is the same thing. So, now, that's not difficult. Because according to most Rishayim, except the Shittas Rambam, according to most Rishayim, so only Chalo Bizman Hazeh is not Chayim Mechaisi. Is only in the Rabbanon. Because Chalo requires Bizkulchen. But Trumo Bizman Hazeh, in those Mekenes that they were in Kedesh, and Kedusha Shmiyo is Kisho Mishayta, and Kisho was in Lomei, so according to the Raibe, the most Rishayim, so Peiris, Eretz Yisrael, in the Mekenes, that Kedusha in Lomei, are higher than Trumo and Maisres in the Reis. The Rambam has the Shite, that not only Chale requires Bias Kulchem, Trumo also requires Bias Kulchem. So Memele, we can explain the Shita and the Gilsa of the Ramgatin Oren on the basis of the Shita of Moshe Rashenim, that Trumo Bizman Hazeh is the Raise in the Eretz Yisrael, whereas Chale Bizman Hazeh is admittedly, according to all Rashenim, only the Rabbanon. So that's the reason as to why, in respect to Chale, so we make a boy in Akshir in the Chale. And in respect to Trumo, so we make a boy in Anat Kshir with Trumo. Only in Itamzi Shal Posku. Because the Tume of make a boy in is only Mahasofi. Because we are Hishi, Shmei Titex is in the water that cleared out that he found the mega boy. Maybe yes, maybe no. It doesn't have TPX does not have to be in the water. There are thousands and thousands of TPX. So the name regarding Chale, we don't have to be Cheshish because it's only in the Rabbanon. But regarding Trumo, where it's Midrashim Bizman Hazeh in the Eretz Yisrael, so we have to be Cheshish. Now, according to the Kos Gilsa, so in Achaname, Chale has the same status as Trumo, even though Trumo is Midraise according to Moshe Rashenim and Chale is only Rabbanon, but Kodi Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raise Tikkun. So just as Ligabe Trumo, so the Megaboyim are not kosher with Trumo, so even though it's only Sophic, maybe Tipex is in the water, it's not the Babal, so we got a Chale that is only Midrabbanon. So we apply the same thing. So Kshirim Mitrumo, Vilitel Mehem, Vyadai. Now let's see the Rav. Mitamtsi Yishol Posko Mischeloso. Vadai Minivadis in the Akshom Shiyot Alehen. So Eilu Mivad Kina Tipa Rishina Atnei Yosho Yisho Mikabo. If you have said Tommy, Yisho Yisho Toyer, Kormai Shri Posko Toyer. He might name Shanof Yishol Mitao. Vizuya Amayu. The Hand Lili also Tvil Lemai Matnei. Vino Hoche. Also, Abu Shirin to a Sodom, the Kirin, the Yadai. Yadai. Even Mitamtsiyas, Shalom Posko. Alright, we'll leave it here now for next time. So, we should go over the Rav Chaim and Pirk Veis Nuchas Mikrois, and then we'll go over the Rash and the Rambam, and all the six Mishnah.
Aloha, Shalom, Hashem, and Aleph, Briya, and Horaj, September 9th, 1980.
I asked you to go over the Rav Chaim in order to explain, to answer Rav Chaim's kashya, and the Rav Chaim's kashya. So I just want to mention the piracy salt very briefly, because this is a very basic insult which will be mentioned again and again, I mean, as we learn in Greek. And the Pali really discusses the same meaning in another piece of Torah. I didn't tell you that because that's very involved. But in Lucas Miquelis, he mentions the insult. In other words, you should have gone over the Pali, but I'll mention it briefly. The Rambam says in Lucas Miquelis, here in Kvob Aloha Dalek, Halekiach Kri Kode, Kim Chobes Ibeilo, Yarevo Ibeilo, Yinok Kri Nekeb Amitare, In other words, suppose you take a kli chovies, and then now a kli is mikabutum, tikvicheres, so it's mikabutum. But if you make a neket ki knisas mashke, in other words, the neket is so large that mashke will go into the neket. There are several shiur in a keli. One, the smallest neket is yitzias mashe. This is the smallest neket, because even neket mashe, so will make the water leak out from the keli. Suppose you have a keli filled with water, and then the hobbits, and then you make the smallest neket, so then the water will leak out. Slowly, all the water will break out. That's the smaller shiur. Then the next larger shiur is kiknisas mashke. Kiknisas mashke. Kiknisas mashke means that the neket is so large that not only will the water leak out as a result of that neket. In other words, if you, let's say, suppose there is a neket here, and then you put it in the river or in a place where there is water, so the keli will be filled up. In other words, that's a larger shiur than the yitzias mashke, kiknisas mashke. So then, and then there is a third shiur mentioned, ki meitzei zayis, and then there is a shiur ki meitzei rimei, all kinds of shiur. So the smallest shiur, the smallest neket that is mentioned in the halacha is kineitzi mashke, and the next larger shiur is kiknisas mashke, and then the third larger shiur is kineitzi zayis, and then the fourth, that's the biggest neket that is mentioned in Keli, kineitzi rimei, a pomegranate is very large. So if the neket is so large that a pomegranate will fall out, that means that the neket is very large. So regarding klicheres, the halacha is that when is poka kabola stume from the klicheres, if the neket is kiknisa smashe. So the Rambam said, klicheach we go looking hobbies deilu yaredu deilu, we know kak neket altare, and we made the neket that is large enough to enable water to come in through the neket, kiknisas mashke, and then after he bore that neket, kiknisas mashke. So what did he do by boring the neket that is kiknisas mashke? He disqualified it from being mikabutum. In other words, if it will come in contact with the Dovah Ramtame, it will not be mikabutum. The Shekeli is spoken. And then after he bore that neket, kiknisas mashke, he installed it in the ground, and then he made a big thing that came away. How is the question?
The Jude may have been called the Dalit Rochim, becoming the Ruben.
הרי רב יהודה שהוא מחנה בעצמו ובשחקוי ורבון אומי כשמר הסמנים בוי ואף על פי שעשי להתאים וכוי שניקב נתרוסיו והיא אין חייב ששורים ביקרתי עושה ודאטנוי חרס אורו וכבותו מהו וייחוד אין להשתמש בי ונמצא תפיל על זו בקרב so here he really raises two kashes against the Rambam but we are not concerned with the second kashe that's not relevant to our Indian but what is relevant to our Indian is the first asogi against the Rambam because the Rambam says that if one takes a chobis and he goes and they can take in his mash so that's makkiyame its capability of being mikamutume because the shirkiri is paka and then that kiyah hanoku being stones in karate so he can fill it up with water and use it as a mikveh so the rabbi says no he cannot use it as a mikveh what is mentioned when it's mentioned that if there is a kelek if there is an eket he can use mashke so it's kosher it means that he doesn't become mayim shuvim in other words the halacha is that mayim shuvim are possible for a mikveh what does mayim shuvim mean so in two ways mayim can become shuvim either if he takes it with his hands and he dumps it in the mikveh so then it becomes mayim shuv and mikveh is possible or let's say he filled up he put some vessels some pots outside so that when it rains the vessels the pots will be filled up with water and then he put the pots near let's say the mikveh near the veil then after the kelim were filled up with rainwater so he made the neket in those kelim that were filled up with rainwater so then all the water leaks out and drips into the mikveh so then it's also possible why is it possible because the moment it filled up the kelim intentionally by the person after all we put up kelim near the mikveh, near the veil, he put up kelim so that when it rains, so the kelim will be filled up, the pots will be filled up with water. So the moment it entered the clay kibul, it becomes shom. That's the halacha, that when water enters a clay kibul for one moment, it becomes shom, and it's possible for a mikveh. It's possible for a mikveh. So the halacha says, when do we say, that if he makes a neket, he can smash, so then it's all right. Not that if he made a mikveh with that kelim, but he just made a neket, he can smash in parts. And then he put those kelim mikumi, he set them up near the bay. Then he set them up near the bay, and then they were filled up. They were filled up with water. And then the moment they are filled up with water, so he pushed the kelim into the bayah, so all the water dripped into the bayah. So then that mayim is gone. Because by definition, what is shaul if it entered a clay kibul. But since it had a neket, the kelim is mashke, it doesn't have the halishem clay kibul. Because it had a neket. So mainly the water that entered into that part, into that kelim, into that chobis, did not become shom. But to make a mikveh in the kelim itself, that is possible. Unless the neket, it is kishishver esamim, in other words, suppose here there is a mikveh, and then he takes a tevo, and makes a neket. And makes a neket kishivra samayim that's much larger than kikinis mashke and he puts up that table that chobis that has a neket kishivra samayim adjacent to the bay and then it starts raining and all the water comes into that chobis that has a neket kishivra samayim and it's connected with the mikveh and then there is a mikveh and through that neket kishver samayim in the table So the water, there is a new of mine. In other words, water from the mikveh comes into that chobies, into that table that has elected Mishveras Aleinu in the David, and vice versa. Water from the chobies goes through the Negev into the mikveh. So there you can be tevel in the chobies. Masheinke, if you have just the Negev within his mashke, you cannot be tevel. And then what? Rainwater drops in, so you cannot be tevel in that chobies. Because you have to be tevel in the mikveh, you have to be tevel in the karke. Here you are tevel not the karke. Yeah, you are tevel not the karke. That's the Asoges Rai. So he says, Vasoges, Omar Avza, Vasoges Rai. Dobo zeh ilim bachvel hatu disaychay. אלו שאין המים היצים מנופסים את המקווה, אבל חדנו בשיחי, עד שהיא המים שבשיחי מיורובים עם המקווה בנגב של הסלים. הם בעצם מישהי מפורשת. The mission says, מקוויס משנהי, הסידו והטיבו של ים, הם מדבירים בהם הולכים, הויו ניקוי כשבר הסלים. Suppose you take a box. Take a box. And you put it in the ים, in the ocean. And then it's filled up with water. So the halacha is, if there is a naked, in the date of the box, כשבר הסלים, through which there is a new, and with the mingling of water through that naked, so then any person can, instead of entering the yam, of being taken yam, he can just immerse himself or herself in the box, and it's considered as if he or she immersed himself or herself in the yam. So that's the aloche of Eruvi Kwek Yisharasani. So the Tashokis Haibet on the Rambam is, the Rambam says that if you take care and you make him naked, you go the whole of just Kikinis Mashke, which is much less than Shvaratani, and then you fill it up with water, and you install it in the karke, and then you, a rainwater fills it up, so then you can be tabled in that kele. So he says, no, in order to be tabled in that kele, so there has to be a Shvaratani, so that water from the mikveh, from the yam, will be intermingled with the water in the kale. But if you just have a naked kikines mashke, then you cannot be taken. What's the significance of the naked kikines mashke? In other words, if water entered into that chobies, and then that water was channeled into the mikveh, so you can be taken in the mikveh, it doesn't become unshul. But to be taken in a chobies that has only a naked, as only naked, kikinis mashke, that not. Dobo zeh ilim achvel hatu disaychay, shehamayim hayotzim meno peisles hamikveh. Avo hatu disaychay, ad shehi hamayim shedisaychay, murobim im hamikveh. Bilekev shver esamei, in other words, if you make a nekev kishver esamei, and then you put it, you set it up in the yam, or in the mikveh itself, or adjacent to the mikveh, adjacent to the yam, and there will be a new roof of mani, an intermingling of water. Water from the yam, from the mikveh, will come into the kele, that has a nekev shver esamei, and vice versa. So then you can be taken on the kele. But otherwise not. So Reb Chaim says, he mentions here a very important yisod. And he discusses that yisod in another piece of Torah that is in Tumas Sofer. I mean, if you want to go over that, so you have to, in order to understand it, you have to go over the Gemara of Aritzik Vatakas, in the Gemara in Dik. In Chibur, will be Tumah v'lo Mitar. So, there it is, the Gemara says, Hamitzik v'atak Tafes, Nietzsche means, let's say, suppose you hold, Nietzsche, suppose there is, in the Kehle there is Mayim, in the Kehle there is Mayim, and then there is a Sheretz in contact with the Mayim with the Kehle. Let's say, here there is in the Kehle there is Mayim, in that Kehle, and there is a Sheretz that touches that Mayim. So the Mayim in the Kehle becomes stomach, and then I pour from the bottle, Mayim, from the bottle I keep on pouring. From the bottle, mind, and there is an uninterrupted jet of the water coming from the bottle from which I pour into the tail. So that if Nietzsche would be considered chibur, so then the water in the bottle would become tom. As a result of the sherets coming in contact with the water in the tail. If Nietzsche would be chibur. If Nietzsche would be chibur, so then suppose, let's say, an Akum would hold the kishon yayin. An Akum asks yayin magore. So if an Akum holds the kishon yayin, let's say, he holds the kishon yayin, and there is wine in the cup. So of course that yayin becomes yayin nesa, in the rabbonot, because the fact that the Akum holds it. Suppose in Israel we would pour, let's say, from a bottle of common wine into that cup that has some wine, which the Akum holds. If Nietzsche would be a chibur, so all the wine in the bottle would become Yayin Nesach too. Because if Nietzsche would be a chibur, in other words, because it's one wine, so it's one wine, so maybe it would be also. But our chibur is Nietzsche, no Yayin Chibur. לא אם יגבי כלום מתארה, לא אם יגבי על נסק. So המיצק והכתף אס, אין חיבו ומתומה ולא מתארה. It means, in other words, if let's say a sheretz is in contact with water in the kele, and then somebody pours from the bottle mayim into the kele, so the mayim in the bottle do not become dumb. Because mitzek is no chibah, if mitzek can be a chibah, so the mayim in the bottle will become dumb. And kataftas means, let's say, suppose there is water placed in his land. In his land. And the sheretz comes in contact with the mashke that is here. So the mashke that is on a higher level, even though there is continuity of mashke, does not become complete. Because kataftas is no chibur. But it's even like, and there is mashke, continuity of mashke all over, so, and the sheretz will come in contact with, at one end of the mashke, so all the mashke will become come. But if it's in the katafres, and the sheretz touches, let's say, the mashke, the lower end, so the mashke at the upper end will not become come, because katafres is no chibur. Umashke tepeyach, ain chibur. He is in a chibur. He is no chibur either. What it means, mashke tefeyach? There are two kinds of moisture that I mentioned. There is tefeyach and there is tefeyach latfiyach. So the halacha is tefeyach latfiyach is chibur, but tefeyach, not tefeyach latfiyach, is no chibur. What does it mean tefeyach? Tefeyach means like this. Let's say, suppose there is mashke here and there is mashke here. There is mashke here and here there is a neutral zone where there is no mashke. But the neutral zone that intervenes between the mashke here and the mashke here, while there is no mashke, but it's moist. But, so there are two kinds of moisture. If it is just mashke tefeyach means that when you touch it, your finger becomes moist. But it's not moist enough to be able to moisten some other place. That's mashke tefeyach. So if there is mashke here, and here there is just mashke tefeyach, in this zone there is just mashke tefeyach, very little, a minimum of water, so little that you could just moisten your finger, but you couldn't moisten your finger to such an extent to be able to moisten some other finger with that moisture. That's so much of the filach is no real. But suppose here in this zone, in the intervening zone, there is enough moisture so that you can moisten your finger and moisten with that moisture another finger. So that's the filach latriach. So tebeach latriach is mechal. Anyway, so this mishnah, that's a mishnah in Taras. Hanitzek vakatavre sumashki tebeach in Yehude lo yitume ve lo yitare. So that the Saint Gemara explains it that tebeach is no chibur, but tebeach latriach is chibur. So we see from this mishnah in Taras that tebeach latriach is a chibur. So from the Taras the kashe. Tinsves in Gitmes, the Kashe, here, the Mishnah says, the Teach is no Chibur. But the Teach, what? Teach is a Chibur, but the Mishnah, per Kvod Mikvoy, says, Eruv Mikvoy is Kishvara Sameit. Eruv Mikvoy is Kishvara Sameit. That means, suppose you have two Mikvoys. You have two Mikvoys. So, in one Mikvoy you have 20 so, and in another Mikvoy you have 20 so. And then there is a Kesa. There is a wall dividing between one mikveh and the other mikveh. Let's say like this. Here is a mikveh with 20 saw, and here there is a mikveh with 20 saw. And there is a nekev in the wall. And if that nekev is kishifra sameim, so then the two mikvehs are combined. If the nekev is kishifra sameim, so hamitam. But if it's like kishifra sameim, not. So hamitam is the kashe. Amitamez Lekashe, why not to Kishvara Sameim? Here the Mishnah in Tare says, Hanitzik Vakatavte Sein Mechibo Lo Yitum Elo Metare. Hanitzik Vakatavte So Much Ke Tepeach Em Kibo Tare. But Tepeach Va Tepeach Is a Chibo. Yitum Elo Metare. So even if the Neke is less than Kishvara Sameim, but it's enough, it's large enough, so that enough Mashke of Tepeach Va Tepeach comes out from this mikveh of 20 saw into this mikveh of 20 saw, so it should combine the two mikvehs. That's how the Tam's kashi got designed. So the Tam gives the teretz that the nekev has to be kishveras aneid, but the water that goes through the nekev doesn't have to be a shveras aneid flow. But even if it's tefeyach patriach, in other words, if there is a nekev. Let's say, let's say between the two mikvahs there is a wall, and then there is a nekev kishvara sameit. But the volume of water that constantly goes through that nekev kishvara sameit is only tefeyah batriyah. So then it combines the two mikvahs. What's the purpose of the nekev kishvara sameit? If it's not necessary that a shveras aneid full of water should come through, all right, that's another question. We are not discussing it again, but that's how it comes out. Anyway, the Rebbe gives another talent. I cannot discuss it. That's a very long case with that design. So the Chaim in discussing the Rambam, so he says that Chaim discusses in the piece of Torah. In Tumasochri, Perik Zayin Alochei, and the Indian of Hanitzik Vatakafte, so much of Teach in Chibotan. So he says, there are two concepts. One concept is a concept of Chibu, and one concept is a concept of Yiru. This is the most basic Yisod in Mikvois. Without that Yisod, you cannot go through Mikvois. That's the most basic Yisod in Mikvois. So there are two concepts. One concept is a concept of chibur, and the other concept is a concept. The other concept is a concept of chibur means connection. So the Mishnah Torah says, "Hanitzek vakatapre sumashke tefeach in chibur lo yitum uvitar, mashke tefeach in chibur lo yitum uvitar." But tefeach vatfiach is a chibur yitum. Ritam, what does it mean? So, how do we apply this concept of chibur? Suppose Suppose there is water here. There is water here. And there is water here. And there is water here. We don't need a cave. Let's say there is water here. And there is water here. And here, in the middle zone, there is no water. But there is moisture. So here there is a lot of water. And here there is a lot of water. Here in this zone, there is no water. But just moisture. And Sheretz touches the water here. So will the water here become Tameh? So it depends. If the moisture in the middle zone is the Friyat here, so then the water here becomes how to is considered a patch, connected to the water here. So it also becomes Tameh. But if in the middle zone the moisture is so little that it's you can only moisten your finger, but you cannot moisten it so much as to be able to moisten some other thing. So there, the water here is not considered the chuber to the water here, and if a sheretz touches the water here, this water becomes tameh. This water remains toil. So that's the pshat. Yanitzik lekatakves umashke tefeyach in chibur leutumu leitam. Dafke mashke tefeyach is a more exposed now. In Yid, after Zayin. But tefeyach la tefeyach is a chiz. Mashe'in kein. So, and then, Rav Chaim says, there is a halacha of hashoke. There is a halacha of hashoke regarding two things. The halacha of hashoke manifests itself in two realms, in two areas. One, in the area of being mitayer, mashkin tmei, and of being mitayer, mayin tmei, I shouldn't say mashkin tmei, because hashoke applies only to mayin, not to the other mashkin. So the halacha of hashoke manifests itself in the area of tazamayin. In other words, suppose you're having a keli. You're having a keli. Mayin tmei. Then you don't, you pour out that water from the keli near a mikveh, or near the yam, or near a river, which is al-pedini mikveh. And so if the here to pour mayin tmei become a chuber to the mikveh, then the here to pour mayin tmei become toil. What does it mean, the chuber? If, let's say, suppose here is a mikveh. Here's a mikveh, and you pour the mayin tmei right here, and there is a small zone where the water is, where there is no water, but there is enough moisture to be tefeyach latfiyach in the middle zone. So the here to pour mayin tmei that you pour out here, adjacent to the mikveh or adjacent to the yam, on account of the fact that in the neutral zone, there is enough moisture of the Tefeyach Latfiyah, so that connects the mind may with the mikveh, so the here to form mind may become tall. Or the din of Ashoke manifests itself in another level, in the area of mind shuvim. Mind shuvim can the shuvim status of mind can be poka as a result of attaching it to mikveh. In other words, suppose you have a big tub, a big kettle with mayim shuvim, and you want to be matkiya the chalishen shuvim of the water in the big kettle. So what do? You pour it out, the water of the kettle, near a yam, near a river, near a mikveh, near a mayim. And then, and if the water from the shuvim, the here to pour mayim shuvim from the kettle, come in contact with the main mikveh, to such an extent of the Tefeyach Latfiyah, even though it's less than 10 shifaras alei, so the here to form mayim shuvim is poka and becomes in shuvim. That's the halacha of Ashoke. So Ashoke is effective in two areas. In the area of taras hamayim, of being matkia, mayim tmei, and in the area of mayim shuvim, of being matkia the chalei shem shov, of mayim shuvim. Okay. So there, Tefeyach Latfiyah is a chibur, so it's matayr l'mayi, and it's matkiya b'shuvim. Mashe'in came by mikveh, so the halacha is that a person has to betake himself, he has to immerse himself in 40 soba. So then you ask a question. Suppose you are taking a baby. So and the goof of a child doesn't occupy, doesn't immerse, doesn't occupy 40 soba. It occupies, let's say, 5 soba. So how is the fear effective? How is it really effective? So the alohi is, this is what the Prime says. That's the alohi. That when you have a mikveh of mensah, and suppose a person, you can have a mikveh of 1,000 soba, I mean, you can have a gigantic mikveh. So since all the water are intermingled, are mirrored with each other, so even though the person would immerse himself in this corner of the mikveh, let's say this table represents the ground of the mikveh, and the person goes down into the mikveh and immerses himself in one corner of the mikveh. But after this, consider that he immersed himself in all the water of the mikveh.